This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 554,000 people have lost their lives due to COVID-19 globally, more than 133,000 in the United States. The number of infections exceeds 12.2 million globally and more than 3.1 million in the U.S. As the Trump administration presses the nation's school systems to reopen in the fall, some health experts are saying that places at high risk of exposing people to the coronavirus may need to stay closed for children to get back to school safely. They are urging federal, state, and local officials to reconsider how they are reopening the broader economy and to prioritize K-12 schools over places like gyms and bars. The effort could require closing other establishments to help curb the virus spread and give children the best shot at returning to their classrooms. The aircraft carrier USS Theodore Roosevelt has returned home to San Diego, led by a new captain who came aboard after the previous one was fired over the handling of a massive COVID-19 outbreak on board. There were no embraces on the Navy pier, typical of such homecomings. Instead, sailors disembarked one by one and walked to waiting vehicles to prevent the spread of the virus. The aircraft carrier in late March was sidelined in Guam for 10 weeks with an outbreak. Over time, more than 1,000 were infected with COVID-19, and Captain Brett Crozier was fired for urging his commanders to take faster action. The governor of the U.S. state of Arizona, Doug Ducey, is ordering restaurants to work at half of their capacity, but he's declined to shut them down entirely as authorities try to control a strong coronavirus outbreak that's doubled the daily case count in 2 weeks. The governor also said the state will increase testing with a focus on low-income areas of the city of Phoenix, as many people report it hard to find tests. This is VOA News. As the nation continues to address racism and its place in U.S. history, the Pentagon's top leaders told Congress that the U.S. military needed to take a hard look at symbols of the Confederacy at U.S. bases. And Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, said he had recommended a commission to look at the issue. He added that the Confederacy, the American Civil War, was bought and fought, and it was an act of rebellion. It was an act of treason at the time against the Union, against the Stars and Stripes, against the U.S. Constitution, and those officers turned their back on their oath. He went on to say that some have a different view of that, saying some think it's heritage, others think it's hate. The way we should do it matters as much as that we should do it. So we need to take a hard look at the bases, the statues, the names, and all this stuff. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said a review of Confederate flags at bases was also underway. U.S. military bases named for Confederate military leaders are all located in former Confederate states. Longtime Seoul City Mayor Park Won-soon has been found dead, according to police. This comes after his daughter reported him missing, saying his phone was off and that he had left a message like a will. Hundreds of police took part in the hours-long search utilizing both drones and dogs. The Seoul Metropolitan Police Agency said the mayor's body was found at Mount Bugak in northern Seoul around midnight near where his phone signal had last been detected. The agency did not give a cause of death. A police official told reporters at a televised briefing at the scene that there was no sign of foul play, although a detailed investigation would be needed. As mayor of the city of nearly 10 million, Park was one of South Korea's most influential politicians and played a high-profile role in its response to the coronavirus pandemic. He was seen as a potential presidential hopeful for the liberals in the 2022 presidential elections. The White House is set to finalize plans this week that will bar any part of the U.S. government from buying high-tech goods or services from any company that uses products from five Chinese companies, including Huawei. A U.S. government official tells Reuters exclusively this as part of the plan. Any company looking for a go-around would have to request a waiver as the Trump administration throws down an ultimatum. That's do business with the U.S. government or with the Chinese government, but you can't do both. This is likely to have sweeping effects since any U.S. company that wants to sell high-tech devices to the U.S. government must certify that none of the components come from Huawei, Hikvision, Dahua, Atera, or NZTE. Find more at voanews.com, again, voanews.com, via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.